Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Aya, how's it going?
Just training the late shift for Omex. We're
How's it
about
going?
to they're picking it up pretty well. I think I found a pretty good routine, insofar as
Yeah.
training them with it that works better. I'm pulling random calls and sending it through while and I'm having them locate and navigate the accounts.
Right.
What like with the call and everything, and then if there's an error, I listen to the call with them too. And if there's any errors, first and foremost, I'm making notes so that way after training, I can call these agents and be like, "Hey, you need to be doing this." But I let them know,
Gotcha.
"Hey, this is the proper way it should be done. This is where they had a hiccup on it and didn't do it right, but." And then I'm also incorporating the upsells. I figured out a good pitch so that way we can start pitching upsells on all calls because, we were
Okay.
leaving out cancellation calls. But I figured out a pretty good pitch for it. Versus if they're screaming, hollering, or if they've made a threat, we don't make upsells on those calls.
Okay.
That'll just make them
Okay.
madder. If they're screaming and hollering at us, yeah,
Yeah.
we're just
There's no
gonna
point
do
in
what they
that.
need to do.
Yeah, there's no point in that. Okay. So a couple questions. A couple questions. So I had three things on that list. Number one, so Facebook, you said you accepted, right?
Yes, and I'm working till 9 tonight, and I will be done training them at 7 tonight. When I
Okay.
get off the phone with you, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, and then they're going to one at a time ready up and take an Omax call. I'm going to watch and listen to them and help walk them through it so that way they can get the flow with so that when they come back to work Monday, they're not stranded, you know?
Okay, great. So next thing is, so then, what was that? I had Facebook on there. You said you got that accepted. Next thing is, no fraud. So you told me last week that agents were going through the pending review.
Wait, what? You broke up.
Sorry. You had said last week that agents were now going through the pending review in OrderLogix to either cancel those out or whatever, but that number has not gone down in OrderLogix. In fact, it's increased. And I
Okay,
want to
what are
make
you
sure that
talking
we're on the
about?
same page. Okay,
I'm
so.
not. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anna used to go through orders in OrderLogix that were under pending review,
How
whether
did
they
she
were
do that?
actual, she would look at them in OrderLogix. So she would go into OrderLogix and look under any order under pending review. So you could run a report and you could go customer service reports and
Found that.
I believe it's under. Okay, so you go item status report, right? Choose a date range. So let's say, we could go last week, right? So I'll say last week. Okay? And then you can go campaign, customer, whatever report layout you want, right? I would do order, something with order number, because you're going to want to click on it, right?
Where? Hold
So
on.
order ID,
Where do you
order
report layout?
ID. Yeah, so under report layout, like order ID, script, item status, right? That way you could click on it. And then client is just all, right? Script, you leave it on all. Campaign all, product group all, but item status, you're going to want to go to pending review. Click on item pending review.
Okay, give me
Okay?
just a second. I'm trying to follow along with you because I didn't know she was doing this. Because Mr. Frank, we had no heads up she was dipping.
Wow.
Let's see. So I didn't know this was happening. So I didn't know she was doing this. So I'm literally... Okay, item pending or item pending review? Item pending review.
Yeah, not pending review. Because
okay.
What happens is when an order goes through no fraud, okay,
mm-hmm.
it gets put on the pending review list, it gets held, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So hold on one second.
I see 11 for last week, the 4th through
yeah,
the 10th.
That's what I got too. So way back
okay.
in September – Hold on. So way back in September, Anna put an Order Logic's IP address on the no fraud IP list, IP blacklist.
Mm-hmm.
And every order that was coming through Order Logics was going through no fraud. And we didn't know. This was a huge thing. Thousands of orders were getting denied. And she was doing them manually. We had no idea. We didn't know. Because
mm-hmm.
she was doing them manually. Okay? So, that's why we don't allow you guys to put anything on the IP list anymore. Okay? So
I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry I dropped the ball with training her.
Well, look. Totally not your fault. It wouldn't matter if there was insight into what she was doing, right? And everybody knew, and there was a list, and she would have followed the rules, right?
Well, she dipped,
you know?
Literally. Well, you know, we were getting ready to have someone else train under her so that way when she wasn't here, we could have two people, you know. She
right.
dipped when she dipped the day that we told her we're going to start training someone else with you. It's like she couldn't handle sharing it.
Right. Yeah.
So I sincerely apologize about that. I thought she was a great fit. It won't happen again, obviously, but we
yeah,
learned.
She was starting to get weird. Like, she was starting to get weird. Like, starting to, like, call me, like, personally and complain about work and stuff, like, which was super weird to me. Like,
oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, like the customer service company should not be reaching out to me and complaining about their boss. Like,
right.
that's a weird thing to do and kind of a weird situation to put me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Correct.
Yeah, so it was really awkward. It was really awkward.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what can you do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Every time she would call, I thought she was calling me something about work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Right.
Anyway. So, she used to go through, she'd run that report, right? So there's 11, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm actually going to run it for. I'm going to do a date range, and I'm going to go 4/3 to 5/9, and I'm going to view report. Samson 38. That's closer to the number that we're seeing. We're seeing like 40-something right now, okay?
Let me see.
altogether there's like 40, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is, once you run the list, click on any one of them. So I'm going to click on the first one in the list, 1433526, okay? And it's going to show me the order ID, the script that it's on, and then it's going to show that there's two items in pending review, okay? I'm going to just go ahead and click on order ID once the list has been expanded, okay? It's going to open it up in OrderLogix. Come on. Why did it not open it up?
Okay, I see what it did. Oh, and this will take you directly to it. Oh, this is so much better than those little reports that we were having sent.
Yeah.
And so when we pass or fail it, it'll take it off the item pending review list?
Exactly.
Excuse me. Okay. I actually will remember this. If not, I will email you and let you know. But I think it was pretty simple to get to it. It's reports, customer service reports, and then item status reports. I have training for the rest of my shift today. And by the time I get off at by the time I get done training at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be going through Facebook and getting that set up so I can train them on it next Thursday after the second training class.
Okay.
But I'll get admin trained on this as well as Facebook next Thursday.
Okay.
Because this is actually really simple.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like those little reports, except it gives me direct access to it.
Yep.
All right. Was there anything else?
Give me one sec here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I can't believe that girl was calling and complaining.
Oh, yeah. It was, like I said, it was really...
That's
weird.
Unprofessional.
Oh, yeah, it was super, super, super unprofessional.
I'm not going to lie, I would have blocked the number.
Well, thing is I was never sure if it was work or not.
Right.
You know?
Well, see, that's why I always call you out of y'all's OMAX outbound campaign when you need me to call you or whatever.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I always call out of the OMAX outbound campaign. This covers your butt. This covers my butt. And this way, if I ever need to, I can go back and listen to it to see what I was supposed to do.
Right? Nobody can ever say, hey, I told you this, you know?
Right.
Like, I love recording meetings. Like, I record meetings all the time. Like, but I'll have people on my team that, like, they get weird about it. Like, can you not record this? No, I'm recording it. Because I'm not going to have you tell me a month from now that you asked me to do A, B, or C, and I know you didn't. You know? I'm going to go back to the recording, and I'm going to prove to you that you didn't say it. You know?
Right.
So, okay, really quick here, now that I had to save something in Chrome so I could get a pop-up, mm-hmm. I just want to look at this data. Okay, so now that I can get the pop-up.
I work tomorrow. I'll probably get the current. You said what, from 5-3 on up to today, you want me to run through and clear all those out?
Yeah,
I can
that
do that when
fantastic.
I get in at noon. Okay.
So once you get an item pending review, when I click on it, I'm just getting to the, I guess you've got to go to the order summary, right?
Well, it took me directly to it. Like, I get the ability to pass or fail.
It?
Yep. Like, I'm on the customer's account. like customer detail center. It looks, it's the account. Like I can cancel the account. I got the phone number, what they ordered, how much. So yeah, I can do this tomorrow.
Are you getting the actual notes? Like I'm talking about seeing the notes. I'm not seeing the notes. Why aren't I seeing the notes? Okay.
Are you under CS activities?
Let me do
like
this.
Like where the notes sections are you under the CS activity bar or are you under like calls or notifications or survey?
Yeah, I'm going to do this. This will I want to turn off my pop-up blocker. Okay, now I can go to item status and see if that works. Ugh, it's still blocking the damn pop-ups. Yeah, I'm just getting my customer information, shipping information campaign. I'm not getting the CS activity. I guess you have to click on, what do you have to click on to get it?
I clicked on the plus next to the name. And then the plus, when it drops down, it gives you the item pending review. Click on the plus for that, make it a minus. Gives you another little drop down, and I just click on the customer's name, and it took me right to it.
Oh, you're clicking on the customer's name.
Yeah, it took me right to it.
I was clicking on the actual order ID.
Oh.
Got it.
Oh, that's the – you were on the order summary page.
Exactly.
That's what I have to send the banks with chargebacks. I do think the chargebacks have been dropping. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get so if I click on open link.
Do you have the spinny button on your mouse?
Yes.
Take the spinny button and click their name. No. Take the spinny button and click their name, and it'll automatically pop it in a new tab. But when you have multiple OLXs up, it's not going to let you place an order like the way you're supposed to. I figured that out. Sorry.
There we go. I got it. Wait. Did I? No, that's something different. Let's try this one more time. Item status report. I'm going to right click on her name and say open link in new tab. Item, it says about blocked. Damn.
Oh, I don't know how to help that, sir. That's above my pay grade and intelligence level.
It's my problem because of my pop-up blocker. I need to add these links into the allowed. I will handle this. Okay, so that was number two. So number three was, let me go to my list here. So it was current refunds need. Okay, current refunds needed. So we did a Facebook, we did a no fraud. Okay, current refunds needed. Do you guys
have
like a list of ones that you know, or do I need to just go back and find my email requests for a refund?
We email them to you as we come across them. Do you want me to get Joey to make a Google Doc for you, or I can make a Google Doc and send it to you. This way we can take the refund issues and you'll have the Google Doc link and we can just shoot you an email and say, hey, there's a new refund issue on the doc. Can you process that? And then you'll be able to like put your initials or whatever by whenever you refund them. So that way if a customer calls in, we can look at the list and be like, hey, yeah, you were refunded already. Does that make sense?
Yep. I actually already made one. Now we're gonna get us into we're gonna get into Zendesk. But until then, I think this is a good thing to do.
Okay.
Oh, we gotta go out and see the Jets. All right, cool. I'll send this to you. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Aya.
You're welcome.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Have a
yes,
great
sir.
Weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.